Well, it's basketball season here in Bristol Bay. We had the Raven Invite here in Dillingham last weekend, and a bunch of teams are in Naknek this weekend. We have our guest sports commentator Kendra Kapotic in the studio to give us the rundown of how the high school basketball season is looking so far. Hey, Kendra.
Hey, Tyler. Yeah, so this last weekend we had the Raven Invite here in Dillingham. And we were able to bring in, you know, Sandpoint and Bristol Bay, and we had the JV teams in, and then Elegnagik. And we had Minto, which is a village like 2 hours out of Fairbanks, so that's quite a ways, and it was cool that they were able to come down.
Yeah, it was awesome to see them here.
Yeah, and just looking at this weekend, the girls went 3-0, so they had a pretty successful weekend, and the boys, I believe they went like 1-2. I could be wrong on that, but yeah, and like, looking at all the teams, they're all really young, you know, like there's only two seniors for the girls, and I don't think there's a senior on the boys team. And just like looking at the numbers and like the energy flow, it's crazy to see. And like, you know, Kylie Klaus, she's a freshman there, she's leading with rebounds, and we got Abby and Reagan there, just like double figures and like double doubles, you know, that's big things. And they're, I mean, each quarter they're ready to come in and play. And like, looking at all the other teams, Sandpoint was quite young, and their girls brought in, you know, quite a bit of points, and like, it's just really cool to see. I don't know.
Yeah, that's awesome. Going forward, what do you think your takeaways from the tournament? Looking at all the different teams, who are some of the standouts to you?
Definitely our girls, and Bristol Bay is also in our region, and just looking, you know, further on and into the regional tournament, it's pretty exciting, you know. The girls are 11-2. You know, they're looking forward to playing Unalakleet. Tigiagik is a big team there, and so is Onalaska. And both teams are, you know, looking to get that next game in and get playing time in to get prepared for, you know, those big games. And I think they're getting there. You know, like they're getting prepared. They're fixing the mistakes.
Yeah, they're working on it. Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely. Anything that for the Dillingham team? Strong points and maybe some areas that they might need to work on.
Fixing those little mistakes and like being ready to adjust to like those bigger teams, because they're going out to these little villages and they're playing these other teams, but they're not quite in their region. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of hard to look forward, but they're gunning, you know, they're ready to play.
Great. Well, closing out the season, any more thoughts that you have looking forward to the end of the year?
Waiting for that regional game to like see where they're at. You know, they have a pretty good record, just not on the girls' side, but the boys' side too, looking to get that regional title, you know.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Kendra.
And wait, can I just jump in here? So you mentioned when you were doing commentary over the weekend, over mm-hmm. the Raven Invite, you talked to Kylie Klaus, and she mentioned, you know, Unalakleet and Onalaska. What were some of her apprehensions with Onalaska? Why was she nervous about that?
Just because they don't usually see them until the regional tournament, so it's kind of hard to gauge, like, okay, how is this game going to go, you know? Like, what do we need to come prepared with? And it's not just, like, Onalaska, too, but, like, Unalakleet, they had a pretty... Like, I played last year, and we had a pretty hard time with Unalakleet, and we lost to them at regions, and that's how we, you know, we lost our game, and we couldn't go to state. And, mm-hmm. you know, I think they're just really excited to have that comeback, and, like... She was already talking about how they were excited to play them again mm-hmm. and, yeah, just get that opportunity to show their place.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, Kendra, again, thank you so much for sharing with us. We're looking forward to talking more sports with you.
Yeah, for sure.